Welcome to Unjaded. Today we're going to be talking about projectors. So we're going to be talking about what it feels like to wait for the invitation. We're going to talk about recognizing your gifts. And we're going to talk about what happens when you don't allow space for those things in your life, how it can sometimes tire you out and make you feel a little bit resentful of the people in your life or the situations in your life. And we don't want that happening to you. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Let's talk about projectors. So I have a lot of projectors in my life who I love deeply. There's just something about a healthy projector that is so beautiful to be around. And Ra, the founder of Human Design, always said that projectors and generators are meant for each other. We're meant to be together. And I feel that very, very deeply with my projector friends, clients, and the supporters in my life who are projectors. So what makes projectors so special? They are the energetic guides of the planet. Energetically, projectors hold the potential of all of us. They can see when we are off track. They are here to be our guides. Now, sometimes that can be problematic for projectors, especially projectors who are not in tune with the fact that they're a projector, because we live in a generated society, right? 70% of the planet are generator types, generators and manifesting generators. And generators are the workers and builders of the planet. So we've conditioned the other 30%, the manifestors, the projectors, the reflectors, to be like us. We've conditioned them to work and to build, and that's not what projectors are here for. They're here to guide the energy. You can see, and I know that this is generalizing, so please bear with me, but you can see how projectors often, especially unhealthy projectors, project onto people. You know, they're trying to guide, which oftentimes seems controlling or feels controlling to those who are in their space, because they see a better way for us. And they haven't yet learned their projector strategy of waiting for the invitation. So the projector strategy is to wait for the invitation. Now, this is mostly for the big things in life. You know, you don't have to wait to be invited to order a muffin in a coffee shop. But waiting to be, you know, asked into a relationship or a job opportunity or moving to a new city, something like that, you're definitely going to want to be waiting for an invitation as a projector. I just want you to think about this for a minute with me. Let's think of all of these scenarios that can happen for a projector. So let's say that a projector is a man and he wants to ask a woman out on a date. In our society, we have raised that man to be a generator, right? We've raised him to be doing things. He's supposed to be waiting to be invited. So that's going to feel really kind of clunky, that energy, when he's trying to invite someone in, because he's the one who's meant to be invited. Some of my projector clients explain this to me in the context of their relationships where, you know, I had one woman say to me, her partner is a male and she's a projector, he's a generator. And she said, you know, it would just be nice to be asked sometimes, like, because we have been together so long, he just expects me to go along. Like, he just expects that we're going out for dinner. He just expects that we're going to this event. And I would just love it if he actually invited me. That inviting energy feels really beautiful for a projector. You know, I have a projector client who, in her business, we have done some of the copy work on her website and we use inviting language. So she's noticed that some of the things that make her feel really good in her business are being invited in. She does business audits. So instead of just having on her site, I do business audits, she has something like, invite me into your business to take a look. And then when someone invites her, the energy of that feeds her soul. It feels really good for her. Recognition is really important for projectors. And this is another place that I think as society, we kind of get it wrong, because we treat that as if it is an ego thing. We treat that as if it is something that is coming from a weak place in someone if they need to be recognized. But the recognition pulls the projector gifts out. So it needs to happen. If you have a projector child, please recognize them for their gifts and teach them to recognize themselves. So that is something that I work on with my projector clients a lot, is that the recognition starts with you. If you don't understand what you're really good at, if you don't understand what your gifts are and what you want to be invited for, then it's going to be really hard for you to have the energy around you that makes people want to invite you in. Whereas if you stand in a place of owning your gifts and realizing that, hey, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Like, I'm really good at this thing, and I would just love to be able to do this. If you feel that in every ounce of your being, then it's going to be easier for people energetically to pick up on that. Because remember that invitations can be energetic too, right? They don't have to be, hey, can you come out and play with me? It could be an energetic invitation that you just feel that it's okay or welcome for you to share your gifts. Projectors have a penetrating aura, what Ra always called a penetrating aura. It's very, very focused. You know, they can hone in on the thing that's needed. It's that guidance piece, right? They can hone in on the thing that's needed and know what needs to be done. And it can create a little bit of friction because sometimes they are sharing these things without being invited or sharing these things without the energy being right in the relationship. Projectors oftentimes need more rest than others, but I don't want to say always, because this is something I know that for my clients gets really, really frustrating for them. They get so fed up with hearing that they're going to be tired. Not so. There's different kinds of projectors. So there are motorized projectors who have some of the motors defined in their human design chart. In human design, there are four motors, and projectors can have three out of those four motors defined. You know, they could have one, two, or three motors defined. They're never going to have a defined sacral. That is part of what makes them a projector, is an undefined sacral center. But we can have a motorized projector. We can have a projector with a defined throat. We can have a non-motorized projector, no motors defined. And we can have a projector with an undefined throat. So there's a lot of variations. You know, you can be a projector who has two centers defined, neither one of them motors. You're going to have a lot less energy than a projector coming in with two out of three defined motors. You know, especially if they have the root center or the will center defined. A lot of times I find that projectors with a lot of centers defined and a defined will are going to behave more like a manifesting generator. And that is partly conditioning and partly because they have the energy to do it. So please don't fall into the pattern of thinking that if you are a generator, you have to be exhausted all the time. What I would invite you to start to play with is being okay with needing rest. So with your undefined sacral center, you are here to be wise. Remember that our open centers are where we are here to be wise. They're where we go to school. They're where our lessons live. You're here to be wise about working and building. You're here to understand when enough is enough. You're here to tap out when you need rest. And as a projector, you're going to need to spend time in your own aura. It's really important that you take time away from other people, especially from sacral beings. You know, so many of the women that I work with live in generated households. They work in generated environments. What does that mean? They go to an office and they work with six generator types. They come home and they live with three generator types. So their sacral centers are always being conditioned to do, go. And it's like they need to unattach from that. They need to detach from that and be in their own aura. It is beautiful as a projector if you can possibly sleep alone, because we are being conditioned even while we sleep. So if you sleep with a generator partner, that sacral is conditioning your sacral even as you sleep. If you can possibly sleep alone, you really want to do so as a projector, or any non-sacral being, you would benefit from sleeping alone. I think all of us can benefit from sleeping alone, but that's probably a topic for another day. So some of my clients, even if they can't sleep alone all the time, or they feel, I mean, societal conditioning is that we sleep with our partners, right? And that there's something wrong. If you sleep in separate beds, oh my God, there's something wrong. I know I used to think that. I would look at people, particularly older couples, and I think, oh my God, they mustn't even like each other, that they don't need to sleep alone anymore. Now I'm like, you give me a king size bed by myself as a manifesting generator, I'm happier than a pig in, you know what? I digress. Some of my projector clients have decided to appoint their guest rooms as their little special place in the house that they can go. And you know, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, they will sleep in that guest bedroom just to give themselves a little bit of space, especially if they live with a lot of generator energy in their household. It's important as a projector as well to lie down for about 30 minutes before you're actually tired, because you want to let all of that conditioned sacral energy dissipate as you go to sleep. So, you know, my generator people, generators and manifesting generators, we go and go and go and go and go, and we go until we stop, and then we can fall asleep. You want to be using up all of your sacral energy in a day, but it's not the same for projectors. For projectors or any other non-sacral being, you want to allow yourself to lie down, and not lie down and watch a scary movie or lie down and be worrying about your day tomorrow or, you know, planning in your head, like actually lying down. Meditation could be a beautiful practice. Listening to some frequency music, watching a candle across the room, whatever feels good for you that is absolutely and completely relaxing, where you're just allowing the energy to kind of flow out of you before you fall into sleep. You'll have a lot better sleep if you do it that way. So the thing that's going to come up for projectors, the not self theme, as we say in human design, but like the thing that's going to let you know that you're off track with your design is going to be bitterness. And my clients often tell me that it feels like resentment. Maybe the clinical term is bitterness, but it feels like resentment in them. If they have accepted the wrong invitations, if people have just expected them to participate or to do the work, you know, lots of times projectors will get work just dumped on them because depending on what else is defined in their design, like if they have an open root as well, they'll just keep going and going and going, or they have divine will as well. They'll just keep going and going and going and going. The undefined root will cause them to need to or to want to be free from the pressure, and the defined will can just push through anything. So even when that non-existent sacral energy has dissipated, you've got a defined will to push through. I mean, you're just going like a mofo. So projectors tend to push through, and also because they've been conditioned to feel like they're lazy. You know, as children, they may have been more tired than their siblings or their friends. They may have needed more time alone, and that has been, you know, they've been led to believe that that's something that's wrong with them. So they'll try to push through and they'll try to keep up. And that's not what they're here to do. So part of this trying to keep up or trying to keep going can be saying yes to the wrong invitations or participating when they haven't even been invited. And overworking causes them to be really, really, really exhausted. And then they become bitter or resentful towards the thing or the person that is involved in that activity. So the trick really for a projector is learning to lean into being completely okay with needing rest and taking that rest when you need it. You know, it's permission granted to rest. Rest is required. It's required for all of us. But if you're a projector, it's really starting to understand and to know the signs that your body is giving you when it's time for you to rest. And when you are fully rested, then you are more able, again, energetically, to accept the invitations that are right for you. You're more able to recognize your own gifts. You're more able to be in the space of people wanting to be in your beautiful, penetrating aura. If you would like to dive deeper on this, please run your human design chart on my site. It's vickidixon.com. There are articles on my blog that can help you out. And you can also schedule a reading. So we'll link that note for you in the show notes. If you have any questions at all, please DM me on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. As a manifesting generator, I live my life in response. So when you ask me something, it gives me an idea to respond to. And then we can all learn together and just light up the planet living by our design. If you are a projector listening to this episode, I truly thank you for being here. I thank you for wanting to be in alignment with your design because you have so many energetic gifts to give all of us. And I know that sometimes you're tired, and I would love to invite you to rest in your gifts. Rest in your gifts, dear projector.